We know that when the passengers alighted, the minibus after the collision, the water was ankle high and covered their shoes. And secondly, there is no evidence to indicate what step he should have taken to guard against aquaplaning. And in particular, no evidence is available to the court to find that the speed to which it might have been set, a reasonable driver would have had to reduce his speed in order to avoid what eventually happened. It is therefore found that the state failed to prove the case against the accused beyond reasonable. The accused is found not guilty both in the main and the alternative count.